Romans 5 verse 9 says, we are justified by His blood. That's a great verse. And it really means just as if I'd never sinned. That means I'm clothed with the righteousness of Christ because of the blood of Jesus. And when I look back over my past, I'm not only completely forgiven. God says, I will not remember your sin anymore. And it's as if I have never sinned in my life. This is the part which is very difficult for many of us to believe. Because we keep on remembering, yeah, there 20 years ago, and there 25 years ago, nobody knows about it, but I did this. Or 5 years ago, I did this. Or last year, I did this, and that was a terrible thing. I concealed it from everybody. But you get reminded of it. The Bible says the devil is the accuser of the brethren, Revelation 12:10, who accuses them day and night before God and before men, but to us. How do we overcome him? You can't say, I resist you, Satan, in Jesus' name. You've got to say more than that. Turn to Revelation chapter 12. How to overcome the accusations of Satan, which keep reminding us of all the sins we have committed in the past. Revelation 12, verse 10 says, he accuses us day and night. He doesn't accuse the world. Notice what the devil does. Verse 9, Revelation 12, 9. He deceives the whole world, but he doesn't accuse them because they are already his. Why does he have to accuse them? He's the deceiver of the world, but verse 10, he's the accuser of the brethren. Deceiver of the world, verse 9. Accuser of believers, verse 10. And this accuser was thrown down from heaven. He accuses them before God 24 hours. Do you know that Satan is a full-time worker? 24 hours he's working, he's doing one job. Accusing, accusing, accusing. And when you hold hands with him to accuse somebody, Satan says, thank you. You're helping me to do my job. That's why it's very dangerous to go around accusing people. Don't speak evil about others. If you find something wrong with somebody and you feel there's a problem, go to the elder brother in the church and tell an elder brother. That's not accusation. When you speak to an elder brother about somebody in the church, it is not accusation because you're trying to get that elder brother to help that person to be free from something. But when you go speaking about some brother behind his back here and there, or sister, you are an accuser and you're hand in hand with Satan at that moment, whether you knew it or not. You better get rid of that habit. And now when the devil accuses us to God, he also accuses us to ourselves. You did this. Don't you remember that thing? I know people in the church don't know anything about it, but I know very well what you did 13 years ago. And I know very well what you did in 1995 or something like that. He accuses us, and we know what he's saying is true. How do you overcome that? It says here, they overcame him by the blood, verse 11. That's the only way. There's no other way. You can't argue with him, no, it's because of this, because of that, that I did. No. The blood. The blood of Jesus Christ has not only forgiven me, it's justified me. It's made me as if I never did that thing in 1995 or 1975 or whenever. Or 2010 or any. It's as if I never did it. I look back and I say, hey, Satan, it's not there. You can say it's there. It's not there. How? By the blood of the Lamb. That blood that drained out from Jesus' body on the cross took care of what you did yesterday, if you've confessed it. And what you did way back, all the way to the beginning of your life. We have sinned from the time we were born. We have lived a lifetime of conscious and certainly unconscious sin. There's only one thing that can take care of it. The blood of Jesus forgives, cleanses, brings us near to God, justifies us, takes away the anger of God, does all those things, declares me righteous, makes me as if I've never sinned in my whole life. Imagine being able for me, to look back over 76 years and say, wow, I'm thankful I never sinned in my whole life. God, I stand before you, my Father, as one who's never committed one sin in my whole life. If you believe in the blood of Jesus, that is the power of justification. It's more than forgiveness. Justified, just as if I'd never sinned. It'll make a difference in your life. That's why they sing about the blood of Christ in heaven. Justified by His blood. There's another word it's in connection with the blood. It says we are redeemed by His blood. In Colossians 1:14, it says we are redeemed. That's another lovely word. We have redemption and the forgiveness of sins through His blood. Or 1 Peter 1 and verse 19, it says, with the precious blood of Christ, you were redeemed, verse 18. Knowing that you were not redeemed with gold and silver, but with the precious blood of Christ. Redeemed means purchased. There was an Old Testament law which said, I can just show it to you briefly, Leviticus 25:25, that said, if a fellow countryman of yours becomes so poor that he has to sell part of his property, Leviticus 25:25, if a countryman of yours becomes so poor that he has to sell his property, then a very close relative of his, only a close relative can do that, a close relative can come and buy back that property and give it to his relative out of love. That's what Boaz did for Ruth's property. But it has to be a near relative. So this is what redemption means. Can redeem. This is where the word redeem comes in the Old Testament. Buy back. You and I were sold not to the devil, but to the law of God, which demanded total punishment for my sin, which is death. But somebody who's my near relative, there's no relative of mine who could purchase me back. So Jesus had to come and become my relative. That's why He came in our flesh. And buy me back, not from the devil, but from the law of God. Jesus never paid any price to the devil. Don't ever get that. Some people say that. It's a lie. The law of God demanded punishment. And Jesus paid the price to the law of God. The blood was shed not to satisfy the devil, but to satisfy the law of God. He shed His blood to redeem me. So you see there, I was sold in sin. And Jesus paid His blood to redeem me from the law of God and bring me back. What a wonderful position ours is now. Redeemed, you understand the meaning of the word redeemed now. Bought back from the slave market where the law demanded that I should be punished and judged and sold to hell for the devil. And Jesus bought me back from the slave market before the devil could get a hold of me in hell for eternity. He bought me back and paid the price to the law of God and said, okay, this slave, he deserves to go to hell, I know, but here I am paying the price and you can set him free. I'm free. To look back over a life where we have never sinned in our life because the blood of Jesus cleanses us. Dear brothers and sisters, how are you going to live the rest of your life? How are you going to show your gratitude to somebody who saved you from eternal damnation? Are you going to play the fool with sin again? Let's learn to value the blood of Christ. I believe when I look back, you know, if you can look back over a life where you know that you sinned, we can't forget it. In our memory, it's there, all the things. We can never change our memory. Our memory reminds us of the things we did way back in our unconverted days too. It was rebellion, rebellion, rebellion against God. And to see that Jesus shed His blood to blot it all out so completely that I have a clean record now. Absolutely clean. This is what frees us from condemnation. I don't have to live in condemnation. I look back over my life And I say, why do I have to feel condemned? There's nothing in my record. Absolutely nothing in my record. Why should I feel condemned? I'm free. I'm clean. I'm accepted by God. I should be happy. I should be jumping for joy because of what the Lord has done for me. Don't let the devil ever bring you under condemnation again. If you have repented and given your life to Jesus Christ, you're a precious child of God, purchased not with silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, much more than silver and gold.